Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening over the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this kind of gloomy Sabbath on this side, July 22nd, 2017. This is lesson 240, chapter 51, The Light of Life. We will be discussing part 6. Our opening hymn is entitled, Jesus, the Light of the World. See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the Light of the World. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. He's the lamp that lights our way, Jesus, the Light of the World. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the Light of the World. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. Jesus, the Light of the World. Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, babala.
Father God, thank you for everything you said. Thank you for everything, for letting us pray and wake up this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening scriptures is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, 3-4 from the King James Version, and it reads, He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Bobola.
John chapter 9, verse 8. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged?
John chapter 9 verse 9. Some said, This is he. Other said, He is like him. But he said, I am he.
John chapter 9:11. He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and washed, and I went and washed, and I received sight.
John chapter 9, verse 12. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I now know not. John chapter 9, verse 14. And it was the Sabbath day when the maid, Jesus made the clay of opened and opened.
I'm sorry, Josh. We'll keep you lifted so that we can hear you by God's grace. And I believe that we were at John chapter 9, verse 16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. John chapter 9, verse 17. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him, that he hath opened up thine eyes? He said, he is a...
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Dashi, I think that the earplug is not connected. You're going to have to check it. Continuing the reading, John 9:19. And they asked them and said, this is the son, this is your son, who he was born blind, and how then both he now see? John 9:20. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. John 9:21. But by what means he now see, we know not, or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, and he shall speak for himself. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 471 through 472. I would like to give thanks and praises. The Lord had granted Joshua to a dear brother a brand new laptop, so pray that he may be familiar with it, that he can be able to use it, the mic. I will bubble down, Josh.
Thus the way was prepared from the Jews to reject Jesus, who he who hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow was looked upon by the Jews as stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, and they hid their faces from him. Isaiah 53:4-3.
Desire of Ages, page 471. God had given a lesson designed to prevent this. The history of Job had shown that suffering is inflicted by Satan and is overruled by God for his purposes of mercy. But Israel did not understand the lesson. The same error for which God had proved the friends of Job was repeated by the Jews in their rejection of Christ. And on the side, it says the Jews and the rejection of Christ.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, and also our guests and little ones as well. How was he, Jesus, who has bore our grief and carried our sorrows, looked upon by the Jews, and what was shown by Job's history, and what was overruled by whom and why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, of love.
He was as smitten of God and as afflicted, and they hid their face from him. In the history of Bob has of Bob.
It's J.
Job.
Job.
Job had
shown
the
suffering
and
Inflicted
by
Satan
and his
towards put together
overruled by God and
God for purposes.
God for purposes of
mercy.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The scripture song was taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section Patience. And let's continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 471.
The belief of the Jews is regard to the relation of sins and suffering was held by Christ's disciples, while Jesus corrected He did not explain the cause of the man's affliction, but told them what would be the result because of the works of God would be made manifest. As long as I am the world, he said, I am the light of the world. Having anointed the eyes of the blind man, sent him to wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man's sight was restored. Next slide, please. Continuing, thus Jesus answered the answer of the disciples in a practical way, as he usually answered questions put to him from curiosity. The disciples were not called up to discuss the question as to who had sinners or not had not sinners, but to understand the power of the mercy of God in giving sight to the blind. It was evident that there was no healing virtue in the clay or in the poor, wherein the blind man the pool, wherein the blind man was sent to wash, but that the ritual was in Christ.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. While Jesus corrected their error, did he explain the cause of man's affliction? And were the disciples called upon to discuss the question as to who had sinned or had not sinned? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
God, no, but told them what would be resulted because of it, the works of God would be made manifest. No, but to understand the power and mercy of God in giving sight to the blind by the virtue that was in Christ.
Child of persons, everyone. Continuing Desire of Ages, page 471. The Pharisees could not but be astonished is at the cure, yet they are more than ever filled with hatred. For the miracle had been performed on the Sabbath day. Desire of Ages, page 171, paragraph 5. The neighbors of the young man and those who knew him before in his blindness said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" They looked upon him with doubt. Next slide, please. Continue. For when his eyes were opened, his countenance was changed and brightened, and he appeared like another man. From one to another, the question passed. Some said, "This is he." Others, "He is like him." But he who had received the great blessing settled the question by saying, "I am he." He then told them of Jesus and by what means he had been healed. And they inquired, "Where is he?" He said, "I know not." Desire of Ages, page... Never mind. Desire of Ages, page 471, paragraph 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sabbath, dear one. Question, boys and girls. Why did the neighbors of the young man and those who knew him in his blindness look upon him with doubt? And how did the blind man settle the question, pass from one to another? Some say, "This is he." Others, "He is like him." If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
For when his eyes were opened, he couldn't...
His countenance
was changed and brightened, and he appeared like another man, and he would had received a great blessing settled the question by saying, "I am he." He then told them of Jesus and by what means he had been healed.
Amen. And continuing the reading. Then they brought him before a council of the Pharisees. Again, the man was asked how he had received his sight. He said unto them, "He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and I do see." Therefore some said of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. The Pharisees hoped to make Jesus out to be a sinner, and therefore not the Messiah. They knew not that it was he who had made the Sabbath, and knew all its obligation. And continuing on the next one. Continuing. Who had healed the blind man? They appeared wonderfully zealous for the observance of the Sabbath, yet were planning murder on that very day. Wow. But many were greatly moved at hearing of this miracle, and were convicted that he who had opened the eyes of the blind was more than a common man. In answer to the charge that Jesus was a sinner because he kept not the Sabbath day, they said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" Desire of Ages, page 472, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. How was the Pharisee statement making Jesus out to be a sinner, not of God and not the Messiah, because he keep it not this Sabbath day? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
In answer to the change that Jesus has was a sinner, because he kept not the Sabbath day. So they said, "How can a man that is a sinner do so
miracles?
For any were many were
greatly
moved at hear of his miracles.
Hearing, ing, of this, THIS, this
miracles, and were
convicted
that He who had opened the eyes of a build, the build.
Blind.
Blind was more than a
common
man.
Amen. Good job, little one. And continuing, again the rabbis appealed to the blind man. What sayest thou of him that had opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. The Pharisees then asserted that he had not been born blind and received his sight. They called for his parents and asked them, saying, is this your son who he say was born blind? Desire of Ages, page 472, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 472. There was the man himself declaring that he had been blind and had had his sight restored. But the Pharisees would rather deny the evidence of their own senses than admit that they were in error. So powerful is prejudice, so distorting is pharisaical righteousness. Desire of Ages, page 472, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Did the rabbis believe the blind man? And what led the Pharisees to rather deny the evidence of their own senses than admit that they were in error? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. By appealing to them, again they asked, what sayest thou of him that he had opened thine eyes? And then asserted that he had not been born blind and received his sight after his response. And so powerful is prejudice, so distorting is pharisaical righteousness.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 472. The Pharisees had one hope left, and that was to intimidate the man's parents. With apparent sincerity, they asked, how then doeth he now see? The parents feared to compromise themselves, for it had been declared that whoever should acknowledge Jesus as the Christ should be put out of the synagogue, that is, should be excluded from the synagogue for 30 days. During this time, no child could be circumcised, nor did be lamented in the offender's home. Next slide, please. Desire of Ages, page 472. The sentence was regarded as a great calamity, and if it had failed to produce repentance, a far heavier penalty would follow. The great work wrought for their son had brought conviction to the parents, yet they answered, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. Thus they shifted all responsibility from themselves to their son, for they dared not confess Christ.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all of your family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What was the one hope left for the Pharisees in their quest to deny this Messiah's miracle? And did the intimidation of the young man's parents help their ambition? Why? If you know the answer to the question, bubble up.
That was no intimidate the man's parents. And no, the parents feared to compromise themselves, for it had been declared that whoever should acknowledge Jesus as the Christ should be put on the sacred tokens synagogue. This they lifted all responsibility from themselves to their son, for they declared not confess of Christ.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 6. The scripture song was taken from Desire of Ages, Memory Verse, CD Volume 1. And, dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the area where we ask all the little ones to come close, because our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate the story time.
Good morning, boys and girls.
It's story time. And our story today is,
we are to overcome as Christ overcame. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Because Jesus overcame temptation, we can too, with his help. Satan made stronger attacks upon Christ than he will ever make upon us. There was much at stake with him. If Jesus had sinned, we would all be lost. Jesus didn't sin, so we can all be saved if we do his will. There was much at stake with him whether Christ or himself, the devil, should be the conqueror or the winner. If Christ resisted Satan's most powerful temptation, Satan did not succeed in leading him to sin. Satan knew that he must lose his power and finally be punished with everlasting destruction. That is death, from which there is no resurrection. Therefore, Satan worked with mighty power to lead Christ to do a wrong action, for then he would gain advantage over him. Satan would have won the battle. You can never be tempted in so determined and cruel a manner as was our Savior. Jesus was crucified. That was a terrible trial or punishment, and he didn't even deserve it. Satan was upon his path every moment. Every time Jesus turned around, Satan was tempting him to do or say something wrong. Will men take hold of divine power and with determined and perseverance resist Satan, that means resist the devil's temptations with all our strength, as Christ has given him example in his conflict or battle with the foe in the wilderness of temptation? A wilderness is like a desert. God cannot save man against his will from the power of Satan's artifice or tricks. Man must work with his human power, aided by the divine power of Christ, to resist and conquer at any cost to himself. In short, man must overcome as Christ overcame. And then, through the victory, it is his privilege to gain by the all-powerful name of Jesus, he may become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. A joint heir means that you share in the things that Jesus does. This could not be the case if Christ did all the overcoming. Man must do his part. We must be victor on his own account. He must be a victor on his own account. He must resist and overcome temptations that come to us, through the strength and grace that Christ gives him. Man must be a co-worker with Christ in the labor of overcoming, and then he will be a partaker with Christ in his glory. A co-worker is someone you work with. A partaker with Christ means we share with him. The Savior overcame to show men how he may overcome. All the temptations of Satan, Christ met with the word of God. Jesus said, "It is written, thou shalt not." By trusting in God's promises, he received power to obey God's commandments, and the tempter could gain no advantage. Sons and Daughters of God, page 156. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Deck. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. Next week, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble out.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe and waking us up this morning. And I hope that everybody has a great Sabbath and that everybody has a great day. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be July 29, 2017, we will continue with part 7 of our study, The Light of Life, in chapter 51. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy and continue the beautiful dialogue. And we pray that all of you was blessed and you can be able to take the time also to share the story with those that you love and your neighbor as well. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone. God bless, and may the Lord bless us all for the following studies. In Jesus' name.